to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I'm John North. I'm here to help you start your day right. As we start this week, spending some time with God in His Word, the Psalms are full of meaning for us every time we turn to them. And this week, I want to look at the theme of how to find God in all things. And I want to start today by looking at Psalm 27. David writes, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will conceal me in His tabernacle. In the secret place of His tent He will guide me. He will lift me up on a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above my enemies around me, and I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me, and answer me. When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, O Lord, I shall seek.' Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me or forsake me, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a level path because of my foes. Do not deliver me over to the desire of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord." The first crucial ingredient to finding God in all things in your life is to learn to wait for the Lord. To learn to just be patient, to listen. What is the Lord saying to you? What is the Lord doing in your life? Lots of people are uncomfortable with listening, uncomfortable with silence or being quiet, especially if they're alone. They instantly want to turn on the radio or the TV. But it's in silence that we're able to hear God's still small voice. I wonder if you've ever had an experience when the Lord spoke to you in a way that you had no doubt it was the Lord. Don't you want to make it the practice of your life to listen and wait for God? A.W. Tozer said, "Our religious activities should be ordered in such a way as to have plenty of time for the cultivation of the fruits of solitude and silence." Your life may be very busy, but if it's too busy for you to spend time with God, then it's just plain too busy. Learn to listen to God. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.